Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's gear for sea and get underway. For too many small businesses, there simply is a lack of courage to take risks.
And too often the opposite is true, where it's assumed it's better for the entrepreneur to play it safe.
This is a reality for too many home business owners who, without even knowing it, embrace a fear-based culture.
But what happens if you decide that low-risk status quo is not enough? What potential can you unlock in your business?
What would the future of your business look like with a calculated infusion of courage?
Leadership expert Ryan Berman, author of Return on Courage and founder of Courageous, says that in today's competitive market, embracing courage can be your ultimate X factor.
So greetings, Ryan Berman. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our audience.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, let's see that book cover.
Sure. Yes. Here we go.
Very sleek.
Outstanding. We
Thank
can't
you.
Judge a book by its cover. That's perfect. Well, you're connecting in from San Diego.
That's correct. Hopefully the viewers are staying warm wherever they are. We won't talk about San Diego too much today.
All right. It's a time to lie low, but it seems like there's a lot of people living in San Diego who are entrepreneurs and several guests. So it must be inspiring. So thanks for connecting in.
Thanks for having me. Excited to have this conversation.
Yes, we are too. So Ryan, 80% of all startups fail within their first 18 months. What does this have to do with courage or a lack of courage?
I think that we have a clarity epidemic as a society. And I think if I'm any small business, it starts with figuring out what information and what knowledge you should follow and what knowledge you shouldn't. My definition of courage is knowledge plus faith plus action equals courage. And it has to be all three. So knowledge and faith without action is paralysis. And I'm sure one of your listeners or some of your listeners have been stuck before and they've tried to gather knowledge and they feel that it's right, but for some reason they can't leap. And so it has to be all three, knowledge, faith, and action. Faith and action without knowledge, by the way, is reckless. So you feel that you should do something, you leap, but you don't have the knowledge to do it. And that's a careless act. And by the way, knowledge and action without faith, if you don't feel that thing on the inside, you're probably working on safe. You're working on status quo. So for it to be a courageous action, it must be all three.
What do you think is like more important of those three words, faith, action, for the actual fear that people have that sometimes holds them back on courage, that feeling of fear? Would it be like just getting out there and taking action and that helps Absolutely. To mitigate the fear?
Absolutely. I mean, again, the fear usually comes from just not jumping. You know, one of my favorite interviews was with an astronaut called Loretta Hidalgo. And she talks Loretta just talks about fear being a data point. It's just evolutionarily there to keep us safe. It's not something we should be afraid of, but we have a hard time taking action. So the whole concept of courage is helping you realize which knowledge you should follow, how to feel it's the right thing, and then ultimately jumping.
Yeah, I can remember the action, like having to go through training things in the military that were like terrifying, like getting into a Humvee rollover tactical trainer and get, you know, the claustrophobia. And the only thing that seemed to solve that fear is you had to step forward and take action and just get in there. And once it started, you couldn't focus on that fear anymore. You had to focus on whatever the task was. And I think that's a good way you've laid it out there.
And the more you do it, the actually easier it gets to do it again and again. And so it comes down to the training, the actual training of having the repetition to know that this is something you should try again and again. And I always say that courage breeds courage. So when you do it, it's actually creating opportunities to be more confident and be more courageous with more steps in your business.
We're off to a good start. So, you know, building courage is directly related to taking these risks. Ryan, what kinds of risks should business owners be willing to take?
Yeah, I think there's a huge difference between a risk and something risky. And something risky is careless. It is maybe you don't have all the information to take that leap. But a risk, again, remember, so many people are coming up against that wall called the risk. The idea is to go through that risk. There's very few things in life that I despise, by the way. And one of them is fake it till you make it. What I like to say is actually, and I think this applies to the question, I like the term mistake it till you make it. Mistake it till you make it. Try and try. And if you count it as an experiment and then it's an opportunity to grab more knowledge, it actually makes it easier for you to keep pushing forward, taking action again and again.
So it's okay to accept the fact that you've got some apprehension and that you've got some fear.
Yeah, fear, again, I say it's FOMF, fear of missing fear, right? Like, what is the fear that you should actually go find? And I don't like the word fearless. I actually think we should fear more. Mm-hmm. One of the big points in the book is identify those fears. And so what most of us do is we suppress fear versus address fear. And I think we can smoke out fear in our business. What is that big, scary fear that could take our business down? And if you know it, then you can at least put a plan in place to attack it.
I remember there was a saying from Abraham Lincoln. It wasn't the absence of fear, but the mastery of fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, there's a famous proverb that fear and courage are brothers. So you have to channel through fear to get to that courageous move.
Mm-hmm. Your new book is called Return on Courage, a play on the term return on investment. Ryan, what do you mean by return on courage, and what is a courage brand?
Yeah, great questions. First of all, I do think that any willing business being or brand can return on the courage platform. So the idea is the big problem is learning how to be courageous and knowing how to do it. And if you know that 95% of your competition is stuck in preservation mode and you can figure out a way to courageously move to liberation mode, well, that's a massive competitive advantage.
I like that, preservation, move to liberation.
And again, that's just the reality of the way we're wired. We're a stuck society. I talked to many fear experts on the way that our central nervous system calls the shots inside of our body. And so the idea is if you can control that or recognize what your body is actually trying to do, which is to keep you safe, then you can come up with strategies to actually grab a return on courage and make that courageous move for your business.
Well, you just had a good nugget there that you're programmed to play it safe. And so you've got to like concentrate to move forward and break out of that comfort zone.
Yeah, Nicholas Alp, he's a Cambridge PhD and fear expert. He talks about the archaic layers of our central nervous system. And he says we have to come up with strategies to handle the bad emotions and fear that we cannot get rid of in our body. So the back half of Return on Courage is what I call the courage training. And the whole idea is you have this thing called your central nervous system. Well, what if we could develop your central courage system to combat the realities of the way that you're wired? And if you could learn to do that, then that is the competitive advantage that I believe courage can be for your life and your business.
Let's talk a little bit more about that book. You did interview many people from many different backgrounds for your book. You know, was there one thing that they all agreed on regarding risk and courage?
I mean, they all had the courage to take action, and they did their best to gather knowledge along the way. And they all had different strategies that they would follow to grabbing knowledge and for feeling when it was time to leap. And if they didn't have enough knowledge, they went and found more knowledge to eventually jump.
Oh, so they're all focused. The common theme was they're all focusing on getting more knowledge to work through that fear that they have.
Yeah, and again, I'm trying to take interviews from Navy SEALs and tornado chasers and astronauts and bullish leaders from Apple and Amazon and throwing it in the soup and coming up with a process that could help you learn how to be courageous. And one of the words I bring up as an idea for leaders is, what if everything you did in your business was just an experiment? It's just an experiment to grab more knowledge and to take more chances. And what are you going to learn from that experiment? So go back to mistake it till you make it. So you're not going to nail it the first time, but you may take two or three data points from trying something that you go, you know what, we're not going to do that again. Let's do more of this. And of course, money is an issue, so we have to be very mindful of where to invest our dollars and where not to.
Hey, I like that visual of having a bunch of Navy SEALs take over Apple headquarters. And that'd be interesting.
Well, again, the Navy SEALs, I mean, it goes back to training. You know, most people don't get 8 weeks or 16 weeks to go train somewhere. On day three after orientation, you're handed the metaphorical gun and sent into the workforce to fight the wars of business. Mm-hmm. And so, again, the idea of the book, and I'm also coming out with a product called Courage Bootcamp, which is an 8-week online course to help companies operationalize courage. It's to give them the training they need to know what knowledge they should follow and then again, where to take action.
Ryan, you talk about how anyone can develop what you call their central courage system and to combat the realities of their central nervous system. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, again, this is just about how willing we are as a people. Go back to the Navy SEAL. The Navy SEAL signs up and knows willingly they're going to see live bullets. And so they train for that. But another person I interviewed was a bank teller who was eventually robbed at gunpoint. Now, if I said to her, I have a crystal ball, and I'm going to look in this crystal ball, and I can promise you, you're going to get robbed if you take this job. Do you think she takes the job?
Nope. No,
she's not taking that job. But she has to pass all of the training, all of the simulations to get the job. So wouldn't you know it, a year in, she gets robbed, and her training takes over, and it's habitual. And at the end of it, the robber says, thank you for not turning this into a homicide. She then goes to the cage, tells her boss she's been robbed. They overreact. They respond like, oh my gosh, you're so brave. And then she breaks down and starts crying. So the only difference is the training, the ritualized, habitualized training. So whether you opt in knowing you're going to see bullets, or you're just trying to get a job and you have to pass some sort of training and test, anyone who goes through the rigors of training has the opportunity to be courageous.
Well, Ryan, you note that courage is not something innate, that, you know, people can learn courage. Why do you believe that?
Yeah, again, I think it's just about training the mind. And if you're open and willing, the original title of the book, by the way, before I landed on Return on Courage, was Willing Courage Brands. And I thought it was too narrow, frankly, but I love.
Yeah, I like the title you've got. That's definitely better, Return on Courage.
I totally agree. But I like the word willing, because of what the double meaning of willing. Like, are you open to the idea, I'm willing to listen to another point of view. I'm open to hearing another point of view. But then, do you have the grit? Like, can you will something to be successful? I think, look where you guys are living through this winter. You're willing yourselves through this winter right now, the polar vortex. And to me, there's a level of grit.
I don't know if there's much will in it. It's kind of like, how do you survive?
Acceptance, I guess.
Again, I think it's that grit, though, is part of willing, which I also adore. So I think the idea of having the right mindset and then being open to having enough tenacity to see something through is the beginning of a courageous idea.
So Ryan, taking this further, to instill courage in any business or company, you recommend following a 5-part system called PRICE. Ryan, briefly outline the first 4 steps, please.
Sure. Yeah, I always say that there's a price. There's a price you pay to becoming a courage brand, and PRICE is my acronym. And if you're listening to this podcast, I'd ask you to put your business on pause for 1 second and really honestly answer, where do you live on a spectrum from a coward brand to a courage brand? Now, nobody wants to be a coward brand. Nobody even wants to answer this question. But the idea is, if I could teach you to become a courage brand, well, that would come at a price. And so PRICE is my acronym. It stands for prioritize, rally, identify, commit, and execute. And the very first step is prioritize through values. So I always find myself saying core values are not eye rolls. They're how the exceptional roll. And the big problem is that most people don't know when to take a stand. And values help us decide when to take a stand. Now, if you don't know what you stand for, you never know when to really take a stand. Mm-hmm. So getting your values on lockdown and really living them and prioritizing them will save you time and money, because you'll know how to behave. This is when I talk about knowledge, this is the knowledge I'm talking about. Start with your values. The second step is rally believers. Once you know yourself, it's about finding your people. I always say you even make believers or fake believers, but fake believers don't wear a t-shirt that says fake believer. They just nod and smile.
Now, in some cases, those faith believers, that can also be potential customers in your business.
Oh, I don't see how you have customers if they're not believers.
Right.
There's too many other choices. So if you're not doing something authentic, eventually they're going to leave. They're going to go find somebody else.
And then commit to buying your product.
You know, and as somebody that spent a career in the brand building business, you know, brands want people to be like an owner, but people don't own brands, they rent brands. Mm-hmm. And if they go find another brand, they're going to move on to the next. So it's got to be authentic, and like, you need to create believers in all directions. And if you've created fake believers, you've got a big problem. So the first step, rally, is prioritize your values. The second step is rally believers. I would call these two steps organizational health steps. The I is identify fears, which we've talked about a little bit already. Again, fear and courage are brothers. So the idea is to smoke out those things that could take your business down and then start to shrink down those fears, whether they're industry fears or product fears or perception fears, which is a marketing problem. And all of this is covered in detail in the book. The C is commit to a purpose. So I always say it's not enough to know your why anymore. You have to put a rally cry in your why. You got to think about what's your call for action. We all want to be part of meaningful movements. So what is your reason for existing? What is your purpose? What is your cause? All of this is covered in the commit to a purpose.
Yeah, and the commit, that is should call to action, should also be the key theme of your marketing message that you put out, both in print and online, that, you know, that call to action should be an integral part of marketing. Well, let's hit that last step, the E in price, execute your action. Ryan, you know, Navy SEALs have a core principle known as cover and move, where meaning that they cover their teammates before moving to the next location. How does this principle apply in business?
Yeah, in business, the idea here is to cover your existing revenue streams as you start to work on moving to your next revenue streams. So in the book, I talk about the four truths of the business apocalypse. And these are the things that are sort of crushing businesses left and right. You've got companies perishing at an all-time rate. You've got, you need time, but you don't have time. And another one is, what got you here won't keep you here. So the concept of cover and move is to help you think about your what's next. And it's putting in a plan in place to experiment and to figure out how to actually figure out where your business should go and how to create new revenue streams.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the sad reality is somewhere up to 90% of businesses fail. So if you're not doing that cover and moving and, you know, seeing where you need to go and adapting, you are going to become extinct.
And this is where I think courage gets a bad rap. To me, courage, if it always starts with knowledge, then think through process and dollars and putting them aside to actually create infrastructure to do experiments. Like maybe, again, if you're at a 50-person company, who is your special forces task force? I call it in the book, your experimental task force, that you're giving time, space, and a little bit of budget to think through and come back with recommendations on what your business should do next. Let's say you were the CEO of Toys R Us, and I'd say, hey, you know what? You're not in the toy business. You're in the joy business. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you come back with recommendations for where we could take Toys R Us? I would not be surprised if you said, let's take down Chuck E. Cheese. Let's create a birthday party place for kids. I wouldn't be surprised if you said, let's do a cruise ship with Jeffrey and all the cool toys that kids would love. You know, and they got caught in this war against Amazon where they were selling toys when really they were in the business of joy. So putting together this cover and move team is to help you think about what's next.
Yeah, as for a smaller home-based business owner, you don't have to necessarily have employees that are doing that. So people that you work with, partners, you could even use your customers with, you know, bringing them in and getting feedback from them to, you know, embrace some of these principles you're talking about.
Yeah, I love that idea of having an honest conversation with your customers, because we're full circle on how do you make a believer. If they're actually being heard and you're providing services that they need, that's called winning.
Ryan Berman, this has been a great discussion on increasing courage to take risks. Do you have any final points you would like to share?
I just thank you for having me on the show. Remember, return on courage, ROC is how you maximize your ROI. And I think any willing business being or brand can return on the courage platform.
Let's master our courage. Well, Ryan Berman, thanks for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. To learn more about Ryan Berman and his book, please visit www.couragebrands.com or our website for more information on guests.
Let's see that book cover again. Outstanding.
Very fancy.
Well, thanks for joining us in this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Just at the website for information on advertising, subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more info, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying, anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.